ukufu mama school tuwambanayo, haya vocational training. Vana mayo, imisepela, yona vantu wonse. Ukufu mamunche njeta.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation. Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise. The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pensions Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines. Charles Chanda urges respect for late President Edgar Lungu's memory. U.S. committed evidence in $1.5 billion investment in Zambia's health sector. Eswatini confirms receiving $5.1 million from the U.S. for accepting deportees. And Morocco and Burkina Faso fly the African flag into under-17 World Cup quarterfinals. And now the news in detail. Prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential contender Makhebi Zulu has expressed disappointment over the worsening sewer and water situation affecting several townships on the Copperbelt. Mr. Zulu describes the condition as unfortunate and undignified, especially amid rising cholera cases in the region. Mr. Zulu revealed that his office has been inundated with calls, messages and comments from residents in Kitwe, Mufulira, Wusakile, Mindolo, Chuempala, Chimwemwe and surrounding communities, all highlighting the persistent raw sewage overflow in residential areas. He notes that this is the rainy season, during which Kitwe and other areas on the Copperbelt have already recorded cases of cholera. Mr. Zulu stressed that in a normal society, a situation of raw sewer effluence passing through homes should not be allowed, as it takes away the right to a safe and clean environment. United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ leader Charles Chanda has expressed deep concern over the handling of the late President Edgar Lungu's remains. Mr. Chanda says the citizens cannot pretend that the country is not still mourning and that the loss of President Lungu affects every citizen. Chanda pointed out that the ongoing disagreements between the Zambian government and the Lungu family raises serious questions. He states that both parties are dealing with the situation and that it is a matter of great concern for many Zambians. In his remarks, Chanda emphasized the importance of tradition, particularly in how the deceased are treated, and that they deserve to be honored and remembered properly, and that keeping President Edgar Lungu's remains in mortuary for over 5 months goes against the African customs.
The issue of the impasse between the government and the Lungu family is something that is worrying all of us. It is now creating a problem with many of us. And a lot of questions are now coming up that sooner or later may need answers from all those that are involved in these negotiations. We cannot allow a situation where a former Republican president dies and is kept in the mortuary, and then we begin to pretend as if life is normal, that nothing has happened. If truly we have a funeral as a country, we need to do everything possible to ensure that we put the dead to rest.
Social economist Kelvin Chisanga says the United States government's announcement of a $1.5 billion investment in Zambia's health sector demonstrates America's strong commitment to the country's healthcare system. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chisanga states that the announcement represents a major milestone in Zambia's public health and development path, especially after the donor reductions experienced earlier this year. He explained that the socio-economic investment is not only timely, but also strategically aligned with Zambia's long-term goals of building a resilient, efficient, and equitable health system. Mr. Chisanga notes that the support offers predictable external financing, which can help stabilize the health budget and ease pressure on the government resources. He adds that the investment will boost Zambia's capacity to addressing emerging health threats, improved surveillance systems, and modernize essential services, particularly in the rural and underserved areas.
Obviously, the U.S. support for Zambia's health is such an important aspect, which has also given a clear view of how we'll be able to work out healthy sector challenges, especially that it's coming to the point of strengthening health system, where we'll also be able to focus on improving delivery services, as well as aspect to do with expansion of primary health care, which also is working out to look at modernizing our health system across the country. This can post the long-term partnership, obviously, spanning.
Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda says President Hakainde Hichilema's credible leadership has made Zambia a focal point of global attention. Mr. Mianda explains that the genuine, unquestionable leadership is defined by qualities such as integrity, self-awareness, courage, respect, compassion, and resilience. He notes that a good leader is committed to managing public affairs responsibly and legitimately for the benefit of the people, guided by principles like consensus-driven decision-making, transparency, and accountability. Mr. Mianda adds that President Hichilema embodies these leadership qualities, though they often go unrecognized by opposition members and their critics, who fail to appreciate the administration's ongoing efforts.
This speaks volumes which should not easily be taken lightly. It is all about good leadership, which has led to economic and political recovery and stability in the country. There is absolutely no magic or any form of charm to attract such foreign investors, but good and unquestionable leadership qualities that have been exhibited by President Hakainde Hichilema. The opposition are only seeing total failure in President Hakainde Hichilema's government, and that's the reason why they are ever criticizing whatever this current government is doing.
Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mlimwa says Western Province, which was one of the least developed provinces in previous administrations, is solidly behind the servant leadership of President Hichilema, which has brought hope and injected new life in the province. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mlemwa says President Hakainde Hichilema's new Dawn administration has delivered unprecedented development, which includes new schools, health